Okay, so get this. We're hitting record for this deep dive, and the news is literally breaking as we speak.
Right.
Yeah.
It's wild. So we're talking about the World Wide Web Foundation. They're shutting down. And the article we have is hot off the press, today's news.
But here's the thing. This isn't just some random internet group disbanding. This is the foundation co-founded by, the godfather of the internet himself, Tim Berners-Lee.
Yeah, Tim Berners-Lee, the inventor of the World Wide Web, as if anyone needs a reminder.
Exactly. It's
Yet.
big stuff.
Yeah.
And yet, as of September 27, 2024, poof, gone. They decided to just, close up shop.
It is a little unusual, you're right. I mean, for any organization to just shut down, especially one with that kind of history, that kind of impact, it makes you wonder, right? I mean, the what it's not like it's, finished. There's always work to be done.
That's what's got me so tripped out. Their reason for closing, they said, and I quote, "Mission accomplished."
Mission accomplished.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting here, how do you just declare mission accomplished when you're talking about something as massive and constantly evolving as the entire internet? What does that even mean?
Well, okay, to get that, we need a little context, right? Let's rewind back to 2009. Picture it, flip phones, the dawn of Twitter. Remember that? That's when the Web Foundation was first created.
Wait, seriously, 2009? That recently? Man, I feel old. Back when having a smartphone was like a status symbol.
Totally. I mean, think about it. Internet access back then was a totally different beast. We're talking only about 20% of the world's population was online. So Berners-Lee, along with Rosemary Leith, they start this organization, right? And their goal, huge, make the internet accessible to everyone on the entire planet.
Wow. Okay, so shoot for the moon kind of thinking. Did it work? Did they actually manage to pull that off?
In a lot of ways, yeah, they really did. For the next 15 years, the Web Foundation, they were like this unstoppable force, pushing for digital equality everywhere, championing open access online. And during all of that, bam, we saw this like tidal wave of growth in global internet use. I mean, the way people connect, the way we communicate, everything changed and fast.
No kidding, right? It's hard to even remember a time before smartphones were everywhere.
Seriously. But to really drive the point home today, nearly 70% of the world has internet access. Think about that. That is a phenomenal accomplishment, especially in such a short time, really, when you think about it.
So, there you go, right? They did it. Mission accomplished. Except, I don't know, something about it just feels a little too neat. Too easy, right?
Yeah, no, you're right to be a little hesitant. There's more to it. And honestly, this is where things get really interesting. Because, yeah, sure, more people online is a good thing on the surface, right? But all that rapid growth, well, it came with a whole new set of challenges. Problems that, let's be real, no one really saw coming back in 2009.
Ooh, okay, now we're getting to the good stuff. What kind of challenges are we talking about? Don't leave me hanging here.
All right, so picture the internet today. It's a jungle out there, social media everywhere you look, and our data, our information, it's basically become a product that these big tech companies, they buy and sell. It's all about the bottom line for them. And honestly, that completely clashes with like the core of what Berners-Lee originally wanted for the web. He wanted it open, he wanted it equal, a force for good, right? But what we've got is this web dominated by a handful of like mega corporations, and they're calling the shots. Privacy concerns, yeah, those are out there too.
So it's kind of like they won the battle but are in danger of losing the war, right?
Yep.
They got everyone connected, but not in the way they hoped.
Nailed it. And it's that realization that maybe things haven't gone exactly according to plan that's really at the heart of what Berners-Lee is focusing on now. And honestly, that's what makes this whole deep dive so fascinating.
Okay, you're killing me. Out with it. What is he doing now? Spill the tea. This is what I live for.
It all comes down to control. See, the problems with the internet today, especially with who controls our data, it's like this big puzzle Berners-Lee is trying to solve with his next big project, something he thinks can actually address all the stuff the Web Foundation was trying to fix.
All right, so we're back and we're diving headfirst into this whole solid protocol thing. What is this thing?
Okay, imagine this. A world where you, not Facebook, not Google, but you have control over your own data, your stuff. That's solid.
Okay, stop right there. You're saying we could actually be in charge of our own digital lives? Because right now, that's like the opposite of how it feels, you know?
I hear you. But yeah, that's the whole idea behind Solid. It's like flipping the script on how the internet works. See, right now, it's centralized, right? Big companies, they hold all the cards, all the data. Solid, it aims to decentralize all that, to shift that control, that power back to us, the users.
Okay, but how? How do you actually do that? It's not like we can just collectively unplug from Google and call it a day, right?
Right. And that's where this thing called a pod comes in. Think of it like your own personal data vault, right? A secure online space where you and only you get to decide what goes in and who gets to see it.
So instead of like Facebook or whoever having all my info, my photos, my messages, all that stuff, it would live in my own little digital fortress.
Yeah, exactly. You're getting it. And the best part, you hold the keys. You control who gets access to what. Down to like the tiniest detail, it's a total 180 from how things work now, where, let's be honest, our data is basically treated like a commodity, right? Bought and sold by companies, and sometimes we don't even know what's happening.
Okay, yeah, I see where you're going with this. It's like all about taking back control. Right, but like, can you give me some real-world examples? How would this actually change things?
All right, let's talk social media. Ever get frustrated having to switch platforms? You lose all your connections. You have to start from scratch. It's a pain. Well, with Solid, you could literally move your entire online identity between platforms seamlessly. No more starting over.
Whoa, okay, that's kind of blowing my mind right now. So no more, like, losing all your friends when you ditch Facebook.
Exactly. Or think about this. Your browsing history. Right now, who knows who's got their hands on that data? Right? With Solid, you decide. You want to keep it private, boom, done. You control the information, you control the access.
It's like this whole other level of control and privacy we haven't even begun to experience yet. But be honest, is this really doable? Or are we just talking about some like futuristic tech dream here?
No, I'm telling you, this is legit. It's already happening. Organizations like BBC, their research and development team, they're experimenting with Solid right now, trying to figure out how to make this like a real thing, a more ethical internet, you know?
They're on the cutting edge.
So this isn't just like some theory in a tech journal somewhere.
Yeah.
People are actually building this thing.
Building it, testing it. It's happening. And honestly, when you really think about it, Solid, it's like taking Berners-Lee's original vision for the web and hitting fast forward, you know?
Yeah.
Like this is Web 2.0 on steroids, a decentralized network, information controlled by users, not companies. It's empowering.
I mean, it sounds amazing, but also kind of like crazy ambitious, right? Like I said, changing the whole foundation of how the internet works. There's got to be some bumps in the road.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, Solid, it's facing some, let's just say it's some big, hairy challenges, both like on the tech side, but also just like with people, you know?
Okay, so break it down for me. What kind of hurdles are we talking about here?
So technically speaking, the big one is making sure all these different pods, these personal data vaults can like talk to each other seamlessly without any glitches.
Ah, okay. So interoperability, like making sure my data can move around freely between different platforms.
Exactly. We got to nail that. And then there's the whole scalability thing, right? Like Solid, it could be amazing, but only if it can actually handle everyone, billions of people, all that data.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking massive amounts of information flying around.
Yeah, that's like exponential growth.
Right. Okay. So big technical hurdles. Makes sense. But you said there were societal challenges too, right? Like with people getting on board with this whole thing.
Okay, here's the thing. For Solid to really work, we need a total mind shift. We got to fundamentally change how we think about our data. Because right now, let's be honest, most people, they just accept it. This whole like data for service trade-off. We pay with our information and in exchange we get to use Facebook or whatever. It's just the way it is, right? It's true. It's like we've been conditioned to think, oh, it's free, who cares? But we forget. Like our data, it has value. It's a currency.
100%. And that's the uphill battle here. Convincing people like, hey, you have the power. You can control your data. You can protect your privacy. But that might mean, gasp, actually paying for some of these online services.
And that's a tough sell, right? When we're so used to getting things for free.
Totally. But honestly, that's where the real work begins, right? It's about educating people, like really helping them understand what data ownership means, why it matters, and like giving them the tools to actually do something about it. It's a group effort, you know? We need everyone on board, individuals, developers, those big corporations too, even though it might not be in their best interest, right? It's about changing the whole system.
Wow. Okay. So big challenges, no easy solutions. But let's just say for a second that we get there. Solid takes off. It works the way it's supposed to. People are on board. Paint me a picture. What does that world look like? How does my life change?
Oh, man. Get ready for this. Imagine you're on social media and you're over it. Done. You want to try something new? No problem. With Solid, you just like port your entire online identity over. Your profile, your connections, everything. Just like pick it up and move it to the new platform. No more starting from scratch.
Okay, that's pretty cool. What else?
No more creepy ads following you around the internet. Remember those?
Yeah.
Yeah, because companies, they don't have access to your browsing data anymore. Unless you want them to, of course.
That alone is, like, worth its weight in gold.
Right. Or think about healthcare. It could be revolutionary. You control your medical records. Who sees them, who doesn't? You're in the driver's seat.
That's huge.
Yeah.
Especially with all the, like, data breaches and privacy concerns around medical information these days.
Exactly. And education too, right? Students could have these like portable digital portfolios that follow them throughout their academic careers, all their work, all in one place, all controlled by them.
It's amazing to think about the potential impact this could have on like every aspect of our lives.
And that's the whole point, right? This is Berners-Lee swinging for the fences. He wants to fundamentally change the balance of power online. It's a bold move. And honestly, no one knows if it'll work. But hey, you miss 100% of the shots you don't take, right?
That's the truth. So where does this leave us? I mean, we started with the Web Foundation closing down. And now it's like we've gone down this rabbit hole of where the internet's been and where it might be going. It's kind of a lot to process.
Totally. And honestly, we've got more questions than answers, right?
That's the exciting part. The story of the web, it's still being written.
Yeah.
And the best part, we're all part of writing it.
That's a great point to end on. It all comes back to control, doesn't it? Yeah. Like we went from a time when just getting everyone online was the goal. And now the big question is who controls that connection, who benefits from it? It's a battle for the soul of the internet, right? And the future, well, it's up to all of us to decide what we want it to look like.